T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Bottom jeans, boots with the fur, and the whole club was looking right at her. The baggy sweatpants, the Reeboks with the strap. She turned around and gave that big booty a smack. No, shawty got real low. Shawty got low. Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole damn club was looking right.
So you're telling me because Flo Rida is one of the seventh best-selling hip-hop artists of all time, is that why you did that?
Hi, welcome to the 127th episode.
You're a terrible person. You're a bad human.
We're meeting your resident super villain, Mr. J. Washington.
I'm the swaggy blurred one, Sidney Marshall. I hate this nigga. I won't lie. That was hilarious, but I'm like kind of mad at you. That was. God damn it, man.
Nigga, where you? Apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
Oh my God.
Everybody was. Staring back at her.
Oh man. Anyway, thank you to everybody who's back with us in prime time. Everybody who we got a lot of stuff to cover. We're gonna get to it. Thank you, everybody who watched on Tuesday as always. Everybody listen to the podcast. Everybody who has been subscribing and following us on social media, man, all over, whether you following the Blurred's accounts, us personally, all those good things, man. It's been a long, long week. And yeah, this is our last show of the week, but I know my week ain't over by a long shot. I don't know about you, Mr. Marshall. It's rough. So, all right, let's go. We got a lot to do. All right, so since we just kicked it off with a little apple bottom jeans.
You don't have to remind us. We all were there.
Boots with the fur.
You're a trash man.
Nigga
moment,
man.
Nigga,
my nigga.
What you been doing?
Hating you with a fiery passion that is all of my heart, but I'm good, man. Today's another day off from Citizen, so I've just been handling some personal business yet again, because that's essentially how this balances. Is it's either work or handle your shit. Work or handle your shit. You saw I got freshly faded up with the. Once again, lined up again, looking clean cut. Got the audition done, which is good. Getting this place in order. There's a couple more steps to go, but you know, I've had a little bit of downtime to kind of mess around and move some things and blah blah blah. So I'm good, man. Life is good. I'm losing badly. I'm in a competition with Kristen on like who can like close the rings the most and burn the most calories and do the most workouts, and she's kicking my ass. So I got a lot of work to do tonight. Play catch up. She's about to go fucking skating with her friends, so that's not helpful.
Ooh, I'm so glad there was a word after fucking, because you was like, she about to go fucking skating. I was like, she about to go fucking. Whoa, like
no. She's going skating.
No, I get it. But it was like, she about to go fucking. She's gonna be burning more calories. What?
No. She's going skating with her friends. So she went to go do a quick workout right now. As soon as this is over, I'm gonna go lift. I'm gonna throw some weights around. There was supposed to be opening night of dodgeball tonight. But it got canceled because they're on lockdown for the school that we're doing it at now, instead of the gym that they're at. The school's in emergency protocols because of all the COVID cases. So who knows what happens going forward, man. That kind of fucking blows, but we will see. That's pretty much everything over here, man. Like I said, life is good. Steaks were on sale at Ralph's. Bought some steaks for dinner, my nigga. Like, let's go.
I can't eat red meat, so.
We need to cure you with that. Can you take some more apple cider vinegar?
You sound like an old black grandmama. Hey, we're going to kill you, that baby. Can you take some apple cider vinegar? They're going to go ahead and give you the red meat, able to digest it. Because your guts and your system,
you need to reset your guts.
Reset your guts.
Just reset your guts. All right, yeah. So Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
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 A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Trying not to lose my mind and figure out how more I still want to decorate this apartment. Because there's a
Okay. So I got to the bottom of this. I asked Kristen, I said, I thought you said you were going to help. She goes, the fuck you talking about? I sent that motherfucker 25 different messages. You should move this. Why your bed against the wall? That. You should look at this. Can you send some more photos so I can have some more answers to maybe give you some more tips? Why you out here lying on her?
Okay, I might have missed them.
She sent you 25 messages and she showed me them, nigga.
I know she sent me the thing about the divider thing to make like the bed a different place. 25. Hold on. You know what? I ain't got to be doing. So I'm just looking at that. I'm still trying to find somebody to mount my TV. That's been the biggest thing for me.
You know what? It's not as hard as you think in the sense
that... It's knowing what I'm... I need to know where the stud or like the
you just need to get a stud finder. Yeah,
that's the thing. What else is going on? Just watching and following along all the COVID shit here because it's making me laugh. And I say that ironically because everybody keeps thinking it's a game. Okay, see, Chris, what, 25? Like, I know she I was like, did she send me 25? Because I was like, I know she sent me some messages. Like, 25, nigga, I was going to start looking heavily. But, so, yeah, with that, again, working out like crazy. Yo, I was at the gym yesterday, and I almost quit working out. I almost just stopped. Because I've hit that point where I know I have to. I know it's work-wise. I know it's health-wise. But you're just like, yo, do I gotta keep doing this shit? Like,
oh, working out?
Yeah, you have that feeling like
you're having a burnout. You might need to just try and find a different workout, bro. Like, cause you went back to weightlifting for a bit.
But I'm not even really weightlifting like that. I'm just really doing curl, and I'm augmenting it. So I'm back running on the treadmill, and you know, I'm supplementing that with riding on the bike every now. So I alternate those two, so my body never gets caught up. That's been the thing. I bought one of these. One of these big ass keep track of your water jugs for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm supposed to be at the almost.
Why is it black?
I wanted a black one. It was the color.
Water. Why is the water black?
The water's not black, you douche. It's the color of the thing. The thing.
The bottle makes the water look black.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, what the fuck are you drinking? You can't drink that much charcoal juice. You'll fucking die. Like.
So why would I be just drinking charcoal juice? I know people take shots of it, but I'm not that health conscious and everything. So it's been that, I got a. So it's funny you brought up about the situation with Dodgeball shutting down, because I got some buddies who are supposed to do shows at the Comedy Store tonight. The Comedy Store is closed. Again, WeHo, right? Everybody think this shit is a game. Now, Newsom, for those who don't understand, California's governor, Gavin Newsom, is under a recall that will happen in September because conservatives and Republicans are like, you didn't let us go to Applebee's. So that's basically what this is.
Bro, that's all they want is their Applebee's.
That's nigga. All they
want. They just want their Applebee's. They just want to go to they just want to go to Outback Steakhouse because they need that blooming onion.
I need baby. You goddamn wouldn't let us go to Panera Bread if they got the kale salad.
I take back what I said about the blooming onion. One, because it's delicious. Two, because it's apparently one of Kristen's favorite appetizers. So I should not speak evil on it.
Never had one.
They're good, man. They're fucking good. They're really fucking good. I was just
eating at Outback Steakhouse, to be honest with you.
You know what? Look, here's the thing. If you're comparing to like a real steakhouse, don't do that. But if you're like, I need to find like a solid steak that's not going to break the bank, I kind of fucks with them, honestly. Like, again, you know, I think you've met my dad, right?
No.
Okay. Well, my dad, okay, got it. Well, my dad's mad bougie. So he would never be caught dead in an Outback Steakhouse. But for someone that wants steak food on a McDonald's budget, Outback is, exactly. Outback is good for little money. There you go.
Gotcha. So, you know, it's been those type of things. So I'm watching people. Like, after we do this show, I'm going down to Santa Monica to do a show. I'm doing a show at Harvell's nightclub down there. And I'm going to do that show. And then I got to do shows. So I got to do that show tonight. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to go back to the nightclub to bounce. I'm kind of at this point like, I don't think I'm coming in, because this shit is getting, every 5 minutes, Deadline is dropping new articles about how shit is rising here. Saturday, I'm doing a show, and then Sunday, I'm doing a live streaming show. I'll post all of that about the shows on here a little bit later. So it's just been trying to get that. It's been good getting the stand-up legs up under me. I got to do two shows on Saturday, actually. And so it's been good getting my stand-up legs back under me, you know, and I got a wrestling show. I'm supposed to wrestle end of the month in August. I got to actually put a check in the bank so I can pay my rent, because that's the thing, because adulting is real. You know, other than that, man, I am counting down the days to when I don't have to do anything for at least a couple of days, nigga. I am
Outback slogan. You know what you're here for. You know what you
Outback Steakhouse.
If you're going to risk it all for COVID, at least go to Chili's. Fuck no. Well, also, what if that was Chili's slogan? Yo, if you're going to risk it all,
Chili's. You know what Chili's, because it's always Chili's in the hood, right? Outback Steakhouse is, you know what you're here for. Chili's slogan is,
nigga.
That's true. I see more niggas go to Chili's than white people.
Hey, niggas be swearing on their life if they get a skillet. The little flame, the sizzling skillet, them niggas think they living it up. Oh, nigga, they brought my shit to my table. My skillet was still hot, nigga. Welcome to Chili's.
Nigga.
Niggas be swearing by that, nigga. You ain't never seen a group of hood niggas.
Nigga sees what do they call them? Fajitas. They call them a specific type of fajita.
Sizzling fajitas. I think that's what it is.
The sizzling fajitas. They see the sizzling fajitas. They be looking at that shit at the table like.
So to all the niggas, white niggas, black niggas, Mexican niggas, Asian niggas, all you niggas that just keep wanting to go to Applebee's and Chili's. From Blur to the Hood, we'd like to tell you.
Do something else! Do something else! That's it! That's all we want! Do something else!
I would actually rather say, considering where the numbers are at.
Stop it. Get some help.
Can you imagine thinking your shit? You like, nigga, we all got sizzling fajitas at the table. Nigga, we balling, living it up. You got on your tiny backpack with your fresh leggings, nigga. You got on your knockoff Garanimal jeans, nigga. And 2 days later, everybody just just coughing and died and shit. But anyway, let's get right into it, man. Streamlabs.com/ Oh, I got to put this right back in. I just forgot I took this. No, I didn't. It's in there. Streamlabs.com/blurgsinthehood/tip Streamlabs is just me thinking ahead of time. I'm thinking and doing the show in my head.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Streamlabs.com/blurgsinthehood/tip If you want to support y'all, y'all already know the drill. Streamlabs.com. You don't have to. We always say it. You're not under no obligation. You want to, you want to. All right. So we talked about this on Tuesday. Simone Biles withdrew from the competition. Now more information has come out as to exactly why she got it. She has what's called the twisties. And no matter how cute it sounds, it's dangerous. Simone said in the Olympic team final, she had planned to perform a 2.5 twisting vault, but her mind stalled after 1.5 twists. She went on to say, quote, "I had no idea where I was in the air. I could have hurt myself." So this is something many gymnasts have experienced before. And this now further people who couldn't understand why she just didn't decide not to go at all. If you're mentally there, then all of a sudden you have that moment you're not. You cannot perform at that. We've talked about Kerry Strug. We've seen other former Olympians post on social media their videos of them hurting themselves, basically.
The thing that pisses me off is a number of people are like, we're raising soft-ass people, and they're this, that, and they're the other, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, once again, when is your ass? Like, my favorite tweet was like, a lot of fucking armchair quarterbacks that ain't never done a cartwheel in they fat-ass life.
It's just call it for what it is. It's a lot of white dudes, white conservative dudes who've been mad at her and Naomi Osaka. Oh, they just so privileged. They should just play and blah, 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 blah. Your ass can't do nothing but play with yourself. You can't even play.
Did you see the white dude that said Michael Jordan never quit out in the game 7? And everybody said, first of all, bitch, never got to one. Second of all, motherfucker, the nigga left because his dad got murdered for two years. And he left for 2 years.
So it's like, stop that, yo. Like, real talk. Like, it and also, I need people to call out the racism that has been happening. Plain and simple. Yep. Plain and simple, because they have been going, no one said, not a single person, a single white conservative dude, a single white dude that has said something about Simone Biles or Naomi Osaka has said a motherfucking thing about that fencer that we talked about on Tuesday. They have not said a thing about that. So stop it. Get some help.
The other part about it that's just so fucking wild to me is like, You want her to kill herself so you can potentially have a gold medal? Because you know the fucked up part? If she did the trick and because of said twisties ended up falling and breaking her neck, not a nair one of these fuckers that are sounding off would say anything other than like, oh, it's so sad to see it. You hate to see it. And that would be the end of it. But this young lady's life would be over.
I guarantee you there'd be one or two to go. I thought she was the goat.
I hate everyone. I think that's what I'd learn after every single day and we get a new topic. I'm like, no, I just hate everyone. That checks out.
The Olympics told this woman that she could not do three moves that only men can do because none of the other women can do it.
Well, that's wild. They're screaming now, like, why aren't you competing? And it's like, other than the fact that, again, the twisties and the mental health part that's going on, I find it fucking hilarious that they said, don't do your best. Don't do your best because your best is too much.
Your best is on a level no one else can touch.
And so then when she's like, fine, I won't compete. I don't feel well. Why aren't you competing? What the fuck is your problem? Why the fuck aren't you competing?
Just you hate people. So in a bit of polar opposite happy news for America, Suni Lee. I think I took it out. Suni Lee becomes Team USA's first Hmong American Olympian. She became the fifth consecutive American gymnast to take gold in the women's all-around gymnastics. America, fuck yeah! It was there. Yes, it was there. So yeah, definitely a congratulations to her. It's very historic. Philippines actually won one. Tunisia's won medal. Like, a lot of countries that have never won gold medals are winning this year, which is great. Also, I saw yesterday, I was, because I had to do Meltdown early, and I was at a spot, and I was watching some of the USA basketball, men's basketball play against Iran. Okay. And
Can you imagine being any other country after watching the USA team get dog walked by France, right? You see this, you're like, oh, we can beat these niggas. But then all of a sudden you step on the court Thursday and a light switch then kicked in and these motherfuckers beat you by damn near 50.
Just like, beat your brakes off.
Just beat you. I saw every dude on the Iranian bench just like this.
Oh, cool.
So he just gonna there was a play where the Iranian team had the inbound pass. Off the inbound pass and the next pass, Devin Booker swipes it and dunks it after USA just scored. Niggas just was on the bench like, so that's what's happening, y'all. This is what it is. Okay. So, you know, congratulations to all those who are aforementioned. Let's talk about what we talked about on Tuesday, because there's been a lot of follow-ups to things. We talked about the baby situation with him and Rolling Loud being hella trash, homophobic, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of people felt like, okay, you know, because a lot of times you have artists or different people who say things and it only makes noise for a moment and then it dies out, right?
Right, right.
That has not been the case. Why? Because not only did the baby go on Instagram try to justify what he's saying when I told y'all on Tuesday when he was like, my gay fans know about me, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me show you somebody who had the time yesterday. Sir Elton John. Sir Elton John tweeted, we've been shocked to read about the HIV misinformation and homophobic statements made at a recent DaBaby show. This fuels stigma and discrimination and is the opposite of what our world needs to fight the AIDS epidemic. The facts are HIV misinformation and homophobia have no place in the music industry. We must break down the stigma around HIV and not spread it. As musicians, it is our job to bring people together. So everybody automatically knew when Elton John came for you, that says something. Now you can go back and then some people will say, well, what about Elton John and Eminem? Eminem is one of those examples of somebody who you can really say matured throughout. We've seen the maturity throughout his, we saw the maturation happen throughout his career.
Right.
Well, you know how they say also another saying, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yep.
This came
nigga,
out
what?
On Instagram.
Nigga, what?
From Chris Brown.
Nigga, no, he didn't.
Shut the fuck up. Do your shows. Thank everybody. Then get the fuck off the stage.
I said what I said.
You, nigga, you lying.
When I tell you, if you look at the comments on Twitter, everybody's response is, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Chris Brown on this because he's right.
Broken clock, bro.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
God damn!
So, DaBaby has officially been losing endorsements, sponsors, and shows as of now. People are tentatively saying that is the end of his career. I will not say that it is just yet. Let's just be real.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let's not be stupid about this. It's not the end of his career at this particular point, especially when you consider, honestly, while it's getting better, literally, like what he was kind of coming at was he was coming for Lil Nas X. You know what I'm saying? Look at how Lil Nas X has been treated.
And T.I. out of all niggas, I meant to bring this up on Tuesday. T.I. has like, well, if Lil Nas X can put out his thing about being gay, why can't DaBaby say something? You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of expeditiously ridiculous that DaBaby can't spit on his feelings. Like, yo, nigga, you are currently under 20-something odd sexual assault allegations, you and your wife. You might want to sit this one out, bro. You might want to sit this one out.
I just want to be quiet, yeah.
You might want to sit this out. And so, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to bring that in.
No, that's it. The nigga probably should be quiet. They both should probably just be quiet.
You were, you know what I'm saying? And it's yes. Chris just brought up a great point. Where is it? Right here. Morgan Wallen. Mm-hmm. Morgan Wallen went on an apology tour. I was drunk and sorry I said nigger. But matter of fact, the moment they pulled him, remember, his Spotify numbers and everything jumped through the roof. Racism pays. So going back to my original statement for everybody saying DaBaby may be done, I'm going to tell you something. No, he's not. I'm going to tell you something.
He's not.
It's going to take a small hit.
Be honest right now. He's not.
Because let's just be, besides the losing a few endorsements here and there, people will come back around. And then also the people like, oh, because Dua Lipa has now said she's taking him off of levitating and going to replace him. Still's not going to hurt him. Still's not going to hurt him. You know, we have this, I say this, you know, we all have no cancel culture ain't a thing. But I think we also got to realize there are a lot of, as people say, when it comes to Hotep's ashy ass niggas out here that will allow people to remain and prosper. That yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. I don't disagree with you. I'm just like, it's a sad state of affairs. How about that? That's more where I'm at this point.
I think it's the best way to put it. Very sad state of affairs. Shouts out to Amblin Soul in the chat, one of our mods. Please send in your questions and comments through Streamlabs. Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tips. Send them in. We always want to make you guys part of the show. All right, this was some interesting news that came out this morning and now has officially said, well, she's not coming back as a Skrull. Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney because of their theatrical window for which they had for Black Widow. Now, according to the article dropped by Variety and her contracts and her attorneys, Scarlett Johansson's compensation, much of it was dependent upon the box office returns. Right. As we know, Disney in itself has been doing simul releases instead. We're not like HBO Max, but theirs is for premier access, you pay a little extra. Well, she was supposed to, with the box office, a regular theatrical box office, she could have grossed up to $50 million for this film.
Right.
You've been in so long, you get back end money. You get those points on the back end.
Right.
Right. Well, Disney came back. Disney said, quote, there is no merit whatsoever to this filing. The lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Disney has fully complied with Mrs. Johansson's contract. And furthermore, the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus with Premier Access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn an additional compensation on top of the $20 million she has received to date.
What I would want to know, in all honesty, based off of that, is I would be curious, because essentially what the lawsuit, from what I read, was implying is that by doing the simulcast, yes, it was Premier Access. Yes, you were doing the upcharge for 30, but think about it. If me and you were like, nigga, I'm not paying $30 to see Black Widow, we go, bring your ass, call TK, call Drew, I'm going to bring Kristen, we go holler at Jeff, everybody throwing a dollar,
yep.
We go watch Black Widow in the living room, bitch. So, like, there's that. But I'm curious if all of that was taken into consideration with her back-end points with the Premier Access. I'm very curious if that's where they're getting $50 million from.
Well, I don't think it was. See, here's the problem with that. I think it was a we will see, because granted the controversy behind it, Mulan didn't generate a lot on Premier Access. Neither right. did Raya and the Last Dragon.
Right.
So they were taking a gamble, hoping that one of their blockbuster films would make generate revenue on Disney Plus.
Yep.
And as we all know, Disney Plus put out the numbers. They made $60 million on Premier Access.
Oh, wow.
Now, they made $60 million on that. Now, again, that isn't as much as you possibly could have made in the theaters. You've heard about theater chains now sitting there trying to be mad at Disney Plus, which understandably so, because they were rightfully one foot in the grave, one foot out before the reopening. Right. So, thoughts? Right.
More
thoughts?
I... Here's my thing. I think that I respect it in the sense that when I think about what happened with HBO Max and those lawsuits that happened when they just said, we're just going to do the simul release and not tell nobody. They're like, bitch, you want to have a conversation about this? I was like, I get it, especially because a lot of people were thinking, oh, well, she's EP. She put her money in it. It's like, no, it's not that she put money in it. I mean, she technically did in that she sacrificed part of her salary in order to get back end points. But I would want to see this whole thing played out is how I feel about it, honestly. I feel like knowing that that is where a lot of people actually make money at a certain point in the industry, I would want to see how this all plays out. I'd want to look at the numbers about like what actually played out and if she would have gotten fairly compensated accordingly. If this was really was a conversation between Disney and Scarlett Johansson, if she's just being greedy at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a number of things that kind of play in. So just hearing the lawsuit and hearing Disney's response, I want more information because Disney's not going to be like, yeah, we fucked her. Yeah, we did. That's what we did. We intentionally did what we could to screw her over and it is what it is. And she's also not going to be like, well, they actually did compensate me properly. I would just want to look at the actual facts of the situation because I respect why she's suing, but I also respect Disney if they fucking handled their business properly. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. This is one of those, it's a catch 22 because you're on both sides of this. You get it. You know what I'm saying? You get why Scarlett Johansson's like, yo, I'm supposed to. First of all, any of the top six Avengers, I know how a lot of people feel personally about Jeremy Renner, but you got to think about the time they have put into these franchises. So the money they make is absolutely worth it. Don Cheadle's, we brought up a couple weeks ago about Don Cheadle when he got his job. He was told it's going to be like a 12-year commitment and you got an hour to let us know. This is before knowing if the Marvel Cinematic Universe was going to be this glorious thing. You know what I'm saying?
It was kind of on its way because it was for Iron Man 2, right? So it was yep. You had already had the first Iron Man and Hulk.
But it was a universal idea, but it hadn't played out. Let's say that.
Right. Because remember, the end of Iron Man 1 is I'm here to talk to you about the Avengers. The Avengers initiative. So, like it, right. So it was a conversation, but it wasn't fully realized quite yet, you know?
Right.
Oh my God, Zeno Hours asked, 20 million. Does that make ScarJo the highest paid Asian actress? You ain't shit for that. You ain't shit for that. Oh my God.
Nigga!
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
Look at this graph!
And on the far right of the graph, you see Scarlett Johansson's compensation. All right. Just wanted to make sure I put that out there. Let's go on to our next story.
So that's my big question because someone else brought that up. They said, where is it? Hold on. Because Dwayne's part is also important, but there was something about the...
Hold on, real quick. This statement right here makes no sense. Like, Black Widow came out
too late.
I understand people keep saying the movie. I was one of those people initially said the movie should have been out longer. But if the movie comes out initially after Civil War, you don't have a Florence Pugh. Plain and simple. You don't have a Florence Pugh.
You're saying in that, like, she's not a star yet.
She's not a star. Yeah,
I get that. So some things are fortuitous in that regard. But, like, that doesn't negate the fact that there were some, like, and still are some solid young actresses that were out at the time that could have also done a really good job. I think Florence Pugh is probably the best of them. But there's still people that could have fit that bill that would have worked. Like, I know she was already tied up in X-Men and was kind of being an ass about being Mystique at that point. But Jennifer Lawrence, honestly, would have done a really good job at the time. Because that was when her star was at, like, its peak. You know what I'm saying?
No! Nigga,
come on.
Because she loved being in First Class. You saw she had the fun with it. Mm-hmm. Days of Future Past, she found the loophole to be in the makeup as least as fucking possible.
So give her a role where she doesn't have to be in the fucking makeup because look what she did with Hunger Games. I'm saying that I understand it in the sense because we've talked about this. It's like you knew what you signed up for. Why are you punking out now? But like again, if you're just talking about young white actresses that were doing well at the time, I'm saying she would have been up there. Trying to think who else. I mean, Emma Stone always comes to mind in that regard. If she decided she wanted to go the action route and not just like going like the Gwen Stacy route.
You know I mean, she did do a little action if you look at Zombieland to an extent.
True.
It's comedic action.
Yeah. So there were people out there that could have done it. Now, again, I think Florence Pugh is perfect casting, especially after what we saw. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that there's nothing to be said that couldn't have been... you know, so Anna Taylor Joy, was she big at the time?
I don't think Anna Taylor Joy would have fit. I honestly do not believe Anna Taylor. I mean, yes, she played Magic in the New Mutants, but I don't think she would have fit being Yelena Belova. I honestly don't. You know, I was already skeptical for me personally. I don't know about the rest of the neighborhood watching, those watching live on Twitch, those watching in the chat, those watching on the replay, et cetera, et cetera.
Listening to the podcast.
Yes. I don't know how they would have felt about her being, because like when I saw her in switching and in a splitting in glass, I was like, okay, okay. But then I heard she was magic and I was like, I'm like, but when I think about Ileana Rasputin, she has the look, right? Mm-hmm. She has the look, the stature, mm-hmm. the demeanor of Ileana Rasputin. Mm-hmm. When it goes to Yelena Belova, I'm like, I haven't seen anything that would give me the, she could pull this off. Whereas we've seen Florence Pugh when she had to become Paige in Fighting With My Family. So she knew how to start doing action, moving around. She knew how to get crazy in Midsommar and all these other different things she's done.
But so, to that point, they were saying you would have never got Black Widow in Phase One. Chris Cochran says
this is true. Later. Yes,
but that being said, I'm not even talking about Phase One. I feel like if we were going to do this story, either do it right after Civil War or even in Phase Two. Like there was no reason
because it was something real quick. I'm not going to like this comment. Please stop mentioning dude in here in my chat. I will block you. I don't care who you are. There's somebody's name being mentioned. You mention him in my chat again, I'm blocking you out the conversation. I don't want to mention in here at all. So do not mention him. I'm just saying it right now. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, if you're watching it, you'll figure out in the chat. Somebody delete it. I don't want it mentioned. I don't want his name mentioned in here. Continue.
Sensitive. All right.
No, I just don't like. I don't like.
Yeah. I know. We're not gonna do this right now. So, anyways, I mean, I think that there's plenty of options that would have come. I think what was the most distressing and annoying part about everything was the fact that you think about how Black Widow was dealt with essentially through the early phases of the MCU. So how she was overly sexualized, how there were no toys of her, all this other shit that was going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations where like I wish that they had given her this movie earlier and like made her a more well-rounded person earlier.
Right.
And instead of just giving us these little nuggets here and there in other people's movies, we understand why there's no Hulk movie because they're still tied up in the Universal shit. So they can use him as much as they want in the MCU, but it's too difficult to pull him away from that and make another solo film. So you can't. Mm-hmm. On top of the fact that they don't always do very well Hulk solo films. So they're also just not, we'd rather use him as a secondary character.
But I think the reason they haven't been done well because the stories haven't been told well. And I get his
story. I don't disagree.
You know, I think his story, like the Hulk story can work, especially, look, we had to mix in Planet Hulk to get Thor Ragnarok. That's how you mix that in, you get that.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how the She-Hulk story plays out, that he's involved in it. But when you have these different characters and people that you're building upon going forward, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see, right?
We'll see. Yep.
All right. So we talked about Super Spreader number one being Rolling Loud. Super Spreader number two is happening right now in my hometown of Chicago. Lollapalooza. This is an actual photo I took from the screen. Hulu is streaming it live, right? Now, I want you, what don't you see in this picture at all? Winston, for $5, what you don't see in this picture?
A mask.
Okay, that is great. You don't see that at all. Now,
because I was like, it wasn't niggas. I see two. There's one staring at us.
Right. There's a nigga that looked like he looked at me taking a picture. Like, you just gonna take a picture, fam? So the rule this year, supposedly with Lollapalooza, is you have to have been proof of vaccination or, you know, a negative COVID test, right? That is the rule this year to get in. Well, there is also a sign going around Lollapalooza. You ready to see the sign?
Oh, no.
We've taken enhanced health and safety measures for you, our artists and employees. You must follow all posted instructions while attending Lollapalooza. Here we go. An inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any place where space and people are present. COVID-19 is an extremely contagious disease that can lead to severe illness and death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, senior citizens and guests with underlying medical conditions are especially vulnerable. By attending Lollapalooza, you voluntarily assume all the risks related to exposure to COVID-19. Please help keep each other healthy. In other words, you niggas on your own.
I mean, I don't blame Lollapalooza for doing that. because you already know people are going to be assholes about this. So good on them for being like, nah, you know what you're not going to do? Blame this on us. All right. We put it out there and you showed the fuck up. And the sad part is, in a lot of these, this honor code situation shit that's going on, bro, is that we already know that are people that either don't take this seriously, feel some type of way about the vaccine, and they're rebelling, whatever the fuck is going on, have made still continue to make this political. So that the rest of us can't just fucking enjoy life. Like, if niggas would just do what needs to be done, this would have been over. Bro, this could have been over.
And now we're making a year ago.
Now we're making a super germ. Now we got Delta and Lambda and nigga. I'm trying to tell you.
It's about the to be more, a, go ahead.
Dude, if we get an Omega mutant fucking goddamn COVID, it's over. It's fucking over. What the you see what Magneto and fucking Jean Grey can do just with just the thought of their mind? The fuck you think this goddamn COVID gonna do when it's got the
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
Bro, when the fucking COVID has the goddamn Phoenix Force, we're done. We're done!
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
This Divine Nine, I mean, yeah, it's a pretty standard release. Even yeah, I get it. But this Divine Nine of COVID variants about to have its own step show in niggas' lungs across the world, like,
bro, that's what's so terrifying. Because most of these diseases, like think about the flu. The flu evolves every year. That's just how it works. The more it gets exposed to certain things, it evolves. But it never got a chance to like ever become ridiculous, mainly because A, people will take flu shots, which are a vaccine, and B, there are things we can do to kind of like help deal with it. Some people die from it, but most of the problem with fucking COVID, bro, is the fact, and they've said this bitch mutates like a motherfucker, and you keep letting it just reinfect people because you won't this, just
nigga, the COVID virus has the matrix of leadership, and it keep passing it around to a new nigga. So first you had Ultra Magnus, is like, eh, you got a Rodimus Prime, you got all this other shit. This virus is out here. Nigga, this virus is out here like cheek by cheek.
Yo, fuck Daniel. Lander straight coming
nigga,
soon.
We got the revenge of the nerds. And look, we joke about it.
The Brotherhood of Evil Rona.
The Legion of Rona. The bro, Legion of Rona.
COVID X. Bro, COVID turned into Galactus out here eating whole planets, nigga.
Like, you gotta understand, nigga. Like, COVID finna be
out. Oh, nigga, is it official?
Yes.
No, yes. There were rumors that it was happening. Did it actually finally happen?
I don't know yet. I think it might have. According to what I was seeing earlier today on social media, it might be. But Twitter isn't trending with it yet. So that is...
I'm on ESPN and I don't see it yet. So
it's not official.
No, so, wait. There it is. So this is apparently, yes, sources. Los Angeles Lakers reached deal to acquire Westbrook, sending 3-player package and a pick to the Washington Wizards. So, in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the number 22nd pick today, Westbrook is officially a Laker.
Okay, he's been wanting to come here, forever. Right?
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing. I got a lot, in my heart, I believe Russell Westbrook is about to be like Gary Payton. Who's that creeping in the window? Wow, he's coming.
But wait, say that again. What were you about to say about Westbrook?
He finna be like Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
You think that they're about to have this bust Laker team?
Mm-hmm.
That would suck. But the thing that's interesting, I know how LeBron good Westbrook
ain't,
is.
LeBron ain't what? LeBron anymore.
No, I get that. I know how good Westbrook is, but a lot of people have talked, like, can Westbrook get along with LeBron and AD being like, nigga, we'll give you moments where it's your time to shine, but you're going to need to work together with us, bruh.
And that's gonna be the second issue. Russell Westbrook's ego has been a problem everywhere he goes. Uh-huh. He cannot accept the fact that he is not the star of the team. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Russell's putting up triple doubles every night. Remember when he was doing that last season? Everybody was like,
"Here's my guess. Here's my guess with Westbrook. I actually think this might be the year that we finally see him turn down, because I think what'll happen is A, he's tired of seeing everybody else that he played with and was supposedly in the same caliber actually doing making noise. So like, you went and saw that his old buddies over in OKC were like, "Fuck this," and went and got Kyrie and did the thing with the Nets, and barring injury, probably can take the Bucks out, but they got their ass whooped, right? So you have that. You're seeing the fact that Giannis don't need nobody, and this nigga fucking did it. And then you're seeing over here the Warriors getting healthy. You see the Lakers are already trying to come back and find the next thing to go up. The Clippers did their work. The Mavs look good. The Suns looked ridiculous.
I'm so sorry, Jesus. I'm so sorry.
So, like, I think Westbrook is like, look, here's the thing. As long as you give me a quarter and a half to just be what Russell Westbrook, I don't give a fuck. I want a ring, nigga.
I'm going to say something. I had to apologize to the Lord in advance.
What? Oh, God.
Because Giannis playing with a grown-ass version of Roscoe from Martin, little snot-nosed kid, and Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton looked like that little snot-nosed kid on the block. You get your little dirt ass back in the house like Chris Middleton.
You're not going to say this about Chris Middleton. He is almost a co-MVP of the NBA Finals, you son of a bitch. He was putting up points. You're not going to do this.
I knew you're not going to do this. But Chris Middleton, he like the little ugly nigga on the
block. I knew he was. You're not going to do this. I won't let you do this. Nigga, you got to show. We got to move on to the next topic. I didn't mean to derail us. We got to talk about this Huntington Beach shit.
All right, hold on. So I wanted to finish talking about COVID-palooza. Also, a.k.a. the Delta variant-thon. You niggas is going to die. All right, next story.
Everybody's going to die. Oh, okay, great. In Huntington Beach, this dude, let's see if we have the picture.
Is it just the video?
Play the video.
No. I got to put this back in here. That's what I didn't put. Can you start deleting stuff we already talked about?
Real quick? Okay. You're gone, and you're gone, and you got three spaces, so you should be fine.
So, I don't know if you've heard about this restaurant in Huntington Beach, Basilico's. He posted a notice that says, proof of being unvaccinated required. We have zero tolerance for treasonous anti-American stupidity. Thank you for your pondering. All right, now he already sounds like a fucking idiot, right? Well, this idiot did a couple of interviews. Just watch
the last interview that I did with little Chris Cuomo on CNN, and you'll see him bail out. As soon as it got heated, like the coward that he is, right? So
I'm saying we're making a point.
And so
you answered the question.
So you haven't been vaccinated. Nobody in your family's been vaccinated.
If I answer that, are you going to answer that when I ask you?
Yeah, sure. Ask me whatever you want. Now answer my question.
I'm not vaccinated. Are you?
I am. How about your parents, your wife, your kids?
You were hesitant.
No, I got vaccinated.
I'm going to ask you the same thing. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is your family vaccinated?
Yes.
See, what you're not getting, you're failing the IQ test. What you're not getting, where does it end?
It ends with you getting the vaccine so that this virus doesn't keep replicating and creating variants that we need to find ways to combat. The whole reason this is happening is because people won't protect themselves, Tony. I mean, what are you thinking?
Then why did you leave your house when you had COVID? I mean, you had it, and you left your house. I mean, it's been documented.
First
right?
of all, so, it has been documented. My ass, it's been documented. Why I quarantined. Why I went out. It? My wife got accosted by somebody.
I don't know, man.
You're and kidding. I know you don't know, so I'm trying to help you. The science is clear, Tony.
You're trying to help me. You're
I don't want you to get sick the way I was
the
sick.
The science is clear. Oh, you care about me all of a sudden, huh?
Enough to have you on the show because I don't like people making bad decisions for themselves and their family. I was hoping it was a little bit of a stunt.
Oh.
You have the freedom not to take the vaccine. Well, I just don't know why you think it's a good move.
Maybe we should ask your brother about protecting people, right?
Look, that's his job. And if he doesn't do it well, people won't vote for him.
That's a whole new can of worms.
But look, Tony, look, I don't know if you know me too well. I don't shy away from much.
My stand is not a political stand.
You. Family, stay safe.
I made my case. You didn't have much to say.
I mean, honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But, Tony, good luck with it. See you.
And so do you.
Yeah. Only for having you on the show. That was my only mistake. Look, it's just...
If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to.
That's literally all I was thinking the whole time. I was like, this dude is a fucking moron. This dude is so fuck. He's like, you fucking, like, why does he look like a bootleg Tony Soprano, nigga? Like, why does he look like a busted ass Tony Soprano?
He looked like his last lines of cocaine are wearing off, and he needs this interview to be done so he can wake back up.
No. You just gonna ask me if I've been vaccinated? Well, yes, it's a simple question. You gonna answer it if I... Yes, I'll answer it. Okay, so no, I haven't been vaccinated. Have you been vaccinated? Yes. You hesitated. Nigga, no, I didn't. I said yes.
Is your family vaccinated? Yeah, they are. The whole family, like... What about your brother?
You hesitated, nigga. You hesitated. What about your brother out here saving lives?
He was like,
if he doesn't do his job, they won't vote for him. What are you? Yes, yo. He looks like fat. He looks like Fat Tony. He looks like Fat Tony from The Simpsons.
Yo, oh my God. The real life version of Joe Manganiello. Of Joe, not Manganiello, the other one.
I don't appreciate the way
that is. Jesus Christ. This is how dumb these people are. Like,
he's like a real life Grand Theft Auto NPC. Holy shit.
First of all, everybody who is watching right now live, if you're watching on YouTube, do me a favor. Just look down, click on the like button. Just click that button. Just click it. Just click the like button real fast.
Yeah, there's 150 of you, so that should be easy.
That should be easy. Just click that. We just need that thing to go boom, 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 boom.
Just hit that thing, and then you get some in return. Then you get some return. Then you get meow and shit. You know what I'm saying?
We do things for y'all, like if you do that. But how fucking dumb and dense do you have? How do you prove that you're unvaccinated, first of all? That's how stupid you sound.
That doesn't make sense. How the fuck do you prove that? How do you prove that? Nigga, this ain't Black Mirror. There isn't like a fucking, like, you know, thing in my eyeball that records every fucking thing I've done. You want to run back the last 18 months, nigga? Like, what are you talking about? Stupid.
And then to say, we don't support treasonous anti-American. How the fuck is getting a vaccine to save people after 600,000 people have died in this country?
You know what it is? It's that right-wing stupidity. I'll be back in just a second.
Okay. He just decided to up jump and lead the show. Like, that's a professional. He must have had to pee-pee. I hope he ain't got to pee. Hope it ain't loud. But anyway, it's just dumb. Like, you're literally the simplest thing. Yo, we're tired of this trying to replicate. But if you follow on Twitter, Huntington Beach trends a lot. And every time Huntington Beach trends, it's never been good. There's never once been a positive reason while Huntington Beach is trended. Anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Let me go and see what we got over here in the Streamlabs while Captain Pissy is away.
I'll be there in a second.
Oh, yeah. I got one earlier from my Venmo. I got to pull it back up. I saw it this morning. Give me a second. Because things close on your phone. It is from okay, that ain't it. Was it in Venmo? Where the fuck is it? It was in Venmo. I know I saw it. What the fuck? I'll find it. God damn it. This is weird. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find it. There's a lot going on right now. I know. Okay. I didn't expect this right now. That's a minute. Where the fuck?
What the fuck are you playing?
I'm trying to find. We got a Venmo this morning, and I'm trying to find it in my damn thing.
Oh, that was ESPN. I'm like, nigga, why are you playing music on the show? Now,
shout out to Kevin White. He says, "Blurts in the Hood." Hey guys, that hashtag show posted some potential spoilers about Black Panther 2: Wakanda Forever this morning. Are they a good source, or are they more like we got this covered? Have a great weekend. We got this covered. They're the worst shit ever. Have a great weekend, and thanks for creating this space.
The first person, I know we got this covered. Who put this out?
That hashtag show. They're legit. Oh. I do a lot of work with them. They are legit. So I don't, like, you know, I take any type of potential spoilers without, no matter who it comes from, with a grain of salt, but they are legit at that hashtag show. All right, cool. Let's get to it. Brian Lawson, thank you for the donation. He says, Mary F. Kill, Belle, Princess Jasmine, and Pocahontas.
Wait, Princess Jasmine, Pocahontas, and who?
Belle.
Oh, fuck Belle. She a freak. I'm definitely marrying Jasmine and I'm killing Pocahontas. Oh, wait, you can't do that. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, what you say? What again? Run it back, nigga.
Fuck. That's not fair. That's a trap. It's a trap. We need that as a
fucking trap.
It's a fucking trap. All right. Fuck. I guess I kill Belle. I'm still marrying Jasmine. Jasmine is. Oh, dude. Jasmine is.
This nigga said, mwah. Chef's bro, kiss.
Beautiful. Brilliant. She ain't fucking around. Jasmine is as close. Before we got Tiana from Princess of the Frog, that was as close as we had to a black Disney princess, bro.
This is true. This is very true.
He was like, I'm not a prize to be won. I will cut you, nigga. Like, she don't fuck around.
Here's the thing. I got to just fuck Pocahontas because I can't kill her. And I can't marry her because the family gonna be there. And I know how Native American grandmothers can probably be, and I don't need that in all my life in my ear. Jasmine.
But see, what if you accidentally impregnate Pocahontas and you got a baby with the good hair? Little good baby hairs.
Nigga, this is not the thing I wanted to think about today. All right, let's move on. Albert DeRios, thank you so much. Norvell510, thank you so much. D Smooth with two of them. Thank you so much. First one. Did y'all see women's beach volleyball pool D, United States versus Kenya? Why do sisters have better ass and didn't need things? Also, thoughts on the Norwegian volleyball team uniform debate. I think we talked about it a little bit in passing.
We did.
It's dumb. It's stupid. Look, to the comment about why do sisters have better ass.
Wait a minute. You have to fuck Belle. I just thought about something. And then you're just going to – you don't kill Pocahontas. You say be free. And you just let her roam the lands. Here's why you got to fuck Belle, bro. She fucked the beast. You know she throw down, bro.
What?
I said what I said.
Why are you walking away? I don't understand. Did you mean to hit? No, I don't know. I mean, look, man, she fucking the beast. You know, she got Jay. I had to wait till you come back. I don't know why you did that. But yo, put your headphones on. So here, if she fucking the beast, you know, full well Belle out here like
fully prepared to suck his dick.
Like Belle gotta be freak, bruh. Like, see, there you go. Also, Pocahontas underage. Can't do that. Nah, man, just be like, yo, go. Literally, I'll tell you exactly what happened with Pocahontas. I see Pocahontas young ass. I'm looking at her and I'm where the fuck? I'm just like,
you gone be great with your lavender. Go.
She's talking about the colors of the wind, nigga. I'm like, just go be great. Go. Get out of here. You get.
This is the part they clip out of the show, and then we never get a job again. This is the part where we never get a job again. Like,
never get a job again. Really, never get a job again.
As far as the ass concern, I've said this: volleyball, women that play volleyball have like the greatest ass ever. I've heard that from men and women. It is something about playing volleyball, the level of squats that are done.
If Jimmy Nail is disappointed in us, if Jimmy's disappointed, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right. And also the next D-Smooth one says, COVID-19 out here like Thanos when folks are unmasked and no mask. Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face. That's how COVID's out here. Kirstie the Oliveira, thank you so much. Jimmy Nails, just sending love to the neighborhood. Stay safe out there, family. Yes, we will. This has just been wild. This whole fuck.
Is that all of them?
That is all that I see as of right now. I just. You ready for this? Uh-huh. We just got another Streamlab. Listen to the Streamlab. It's from AIV. Alvi. Alvi, it's not AI. Alvi says, I think this should be approached with a cool head. I'm vaccinated, but I also get those who have issue with their government taking away their rights and freedoms on what's supposed to be voluntary. Not all people are anti-vax. Some react badly to all vaccines. Now, here's where I'm going to react calmly to that statement. No one has taken anyone's rights or freedoms away. You know how people keep saying that Black people use the race card at the wrong time or call people the wrong things racist? This is the same thing. I need people to stop saying that rights and freedoms are being taken away. You motherfuckers aren't enslaved. You motherfuckers aren't imprisoned. Stop saying that.
Yeah, I would love to know what rights are being taken away.
And
that's,
also,
I'm calmly. You asked me to respond to it calmly. What rights have been taken away? That's what I would like to know. Because so far, there hasn't been, like, there have been businesses that have said, we don't want you to partake here if you're not, which you're allowed to do.
Businesses because, are allowed to do that.
Because it's a health concern. You know what I'm saying? It's a health concern. So, and the government making a decision, being part of the public sector, that is the rules to work in the government, is also not taking a right away. That's literally, and if you notice with a lot of these, there's always a medical exception. So for example, anybody with autoimmune.
Sarah Hayden just said it best. If you react badly to all vaccines, then you should be warning us to get herd immunity, which will never happen. If you react badly to every vaccine, like you're Jake Gyllenhaal in fucking Bubble Boy, where you can't go outside because anything you catch will kill you, because that's what that statement is. People try to use these statements of, well, they react badly to all vaccines, then you can't go outside. You have to go outside.
Right.
So you can't live your life.
So calmly, I responded calmly. Let me know what rights have been taken away. I would love, because everything I've heard in the news, I've yet to hear a single right being taken away at this point. There's nothing specifically that has been constitutionally violated. Nobody has been locked up and put in chains over this. I'm very curious what rights that people are alluding to are saying being taken away by this vaccine. I would love to know.
And the only reason people are bitching and complaining about this vaccine is because, again, it's been politicized. A vaccine has been politicized.
The thing that kills me, you retweeted this a little while ago. We gotta get to Karen's and go because you gotta go. You tweeted about a dude, this Black dude that was shitting all. He's making all these jokes about it. It's like I got 99 problems, but a vaccine one, and they should call COVID witness or whatever the fuck he was saying, the COVAX witness instead of Jehovah's Witness, all this shit. Then the nigga got COVID and was still shitting on it. Was like, that's okay, Jesus will save me. I'm not gonna get ventilated. And then the nigga got ventilated way too late and died. And you were like, this is the story of an idiot in three parts. You know what I'm saying? From start to finish. And like, that's the thing. God knows how many reports I have now seen. You still have some that they get it and they're still stubborn. And that one is maybe even more frustrating. But the number of people that like, whatever, I'm a do me, fuck a mask, fuck a social distance, fuck a vaccine, that have now gotten sick and been like, oh God, we didn't listen. You know what I'm saying? Like that's.
Also, people who keep saying this, the reactions to all vaccines, you send your kids to school. And your kids have to have vaccines on record. Now, kids can't get the COVID-19. Kids under 12 can't get the COVID-19 vaccine, but you gotta get vaccines to go to school. Again, it's also been shown that's how you know people don't travel outside of America to various countries, because it's a vaccine passport. Yeah, if you go like to Africa, India, parts of Asia, you have
that's
to have
that's the sad one. Part. There's hella people around the world that would kill to have a fucking vaccine from COVID right now because of how they're being devastated. And there are people here like, I'm not doing that shit. How dare you, Merkel?
I'm finna play this after this, but this was just the...
I'm still gonna use it.
I mean, this is phenomenal, nigga.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen? And what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for them to sponsor us. That would be great.
I've
been singing its praises forever, and you were like, nigga, what the fuck? And then you had it, you were like, nigga.
Let me tell you something, man. And also, just for the record, people be like, oh, you taking Blue Chews? You must need it. No, nigga, you ain't got to need it.
That's what I was trying to tell people. Okay, play the Karen. We both got to go. Come on.
TikTok took it down.
You don't. You are dressed like you are very pepper. You're just very perpetrable right now. I let that man leave, man. You got that man blocked in over there. Look, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Man, you have more important things to worry about. Like, man. You have more important things to worry about. You have to get to a neck, ma'am. You have to go get to a neck. You have no neck, ma'am. You got to go get to a neck. You out here being racist and you don't even have a neck, ma'am. You got to get to a neck. You hear me? Ma'am. I know what they said next. You go on Amazon right now. They got necks for $27. You get you a whole neck. You just put it on your shoulders. You put it on your shoulders and you good, ma'am. Okay? Uh-oh, it's about to get real. And man, with some shoes like that, this is not what you want. Uh-oh, they about to tussle. There she go. She caught her fat. I know you ain't going. Uh-oh, there they go. Uh-oh. There you go. That's how you stand up for our brothers and sisters. Man, you gotta go get you a neck now. Go get you a neck. Just go on Amazon, man. Get you a neck. Have a good day. That's what I'm talking about. Look at her. Now she ain't got nothing to do. Ma'am, you just wasted all your time and your life, and you still ain't got no neck. You still ain't got no neck, and you wasted all your time. So, I'm gonna go. Hey, man, these folks fucked up in the A. Get a license plate. Everybody screenshot a license plate. Hey, man, these folks is fucked up, man.
Bro, I tell you, we both got to go. I got to say, that sister clearly got boards when she was in high school, bro. You see that box out? She said, go on, move your car, brother. Go on, move your car. Go on, move your car. Move your car. She ain't got no neck.
Skip. Listen, I just got a Venmo that is from Stephanie Rodriguez. She would like to get a shout out. She said, good. It is actually from her husband. It is from John Lewis Rodriguez. He said, this is from my wife, Stephanie. She wants to know if she can get a shout out in a standing sarp to Skip voice. All right, so Skip, listen. I want to say to Stephanie, thank you for doing what you did and patronizing Blurs in the Hood. But also, that lady didn't have no neck, okay? I know. Skip, we got to go. Skip, I know.
She had no neck, and yet she was trying to do the neck defense. Skip.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. You know what? Now that thing
hit. You just realized what happened, didn't you? Oh, all right, here's what we're going to do. Jay went to go get the shot. I'm going to do my closing, then he's got to do his because he's got to get to a show and I got to go get to taping. So we both got shit to do. Much love.
Hold on.
I got to get to a taping. You got to get to your show. Your show is at 8.
No, I got to the show. The door is open at 8. The show is at 8:30.
Okay, I got to go. So we both need to wrap it up. So I'm going to get the shot. So I'm the swag. Hold on. I got it. I'm going to say my thing and I'm going to go get my shot so we can take the shot. Swaggy Blurred. You know where to find me. I'll be on Citizen tomorrow and on Saturday, 9 to 5. The Collision is happening this Saturday. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be live. It's going to be rowdy. They're still doing the taping at Scum and Villainy on the 1st. There's stuff going on there. So if you're part of that, all that good stuff. I'll see y'all when I see y'all. I'll be back here on Blurreds again next Tuesday for show. Jay, say your shit while I get the shot.
Okay, listen, I'm got my thought. I'm about to go do a show in Santa Monica. If you live in California in the Los area end of this area, you bring it with you at Harvell's nightclub. It's on 4th Street in Santa Monica. It's the Maggie's Mashup. I am there on the show. Then on Saturday, I am at the Comedy Chateau. I will be headlining the Val show. It is at 9:30 at the Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood. You can do that. Then on Sunday, if you can see me, you can come to Riverside, California, and see me perform in person. It starts at 6. But if you can't make it there in person, you can get the tickets for $8. It is at yourlivestreaming.com/comedy. It was supposed to happen last time, but a light pole had fell on the building, and so they didn't do it. So I'll be there. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate y'all. All right.
Cheers. All right. With that, we got to get out of here. So bye, bitches.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. With the straps, she turned around.